We just want to give everyone a little disclaimer that the cafe is absolutely haunted. And if you hear any creepy little taps, we don't know what it is, and we don't know how to stop it.
No, I think so. It's the wind or water moving through the pipes or something. So who knows?
I don't think those things make that noise, but to each their own.
I don't think this place is haunted at all.
It's not a nice noise. I'll tell you that for free.
It's kind of distracting, but we'll figure it out.
It's just, it's eerie.
Kind of. Yeah. But it works. We do a true crime podcast and paranormal podcast.
Anyway, welcome to The Sinister and the Sickening. It's been a while.
Yeah.
How's everyone been?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Caitlin.
We always forget to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to?
Nothing. Well.
Didn't you? No, you went away.
Yeah.
The last time we recorded was almost a month ago.
It was, yeah. So in the beginning of mid-October, I guess, mm-hmm. I went to a concert, came back, and then we had our Halloween event.
How was the concert?
It was good. Yeah.
Who did you see again? Sorry?
Hozier.
Fuck, that scared me.
That was creepy.
I thought someone was trying to come in through the cafe door. No. No, they're leaving the mall. We're at the cafe today, if y'all can't tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Creepy cafe. Yeah, I don't know what's worse, the house or the cafe.
Yeah, I think creepy factor here.
Yeah.
Up a couple points, but
we're really sorry, guys, if you hear the little tap tippity taps.
Yeah. If you hear it, let us know, because we feel a little crazy.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
it sounds like it's coming from right beside us.
Yeah, and no one's in the mall, so
yeah.
Again, I think it's the wind or water.
It's just
maybe we just have really good hearing and we can hear the electricity go through the walls.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
It's not supposed to work like that. What have I been up to since the event?
What have you been up to?
Well, I was sick.
Yeah, you were sick.
And my friend and I tried to record the week before the event, and that didn't turn out well. So we had a little bit of a hiatus. And then we record, it's just was a little bit of a clusterfuck. So the episode that my friend and I recorded will be played in December during our holiday hiatus.
Yeah.
We just have to re-record something. It's kind of funny. That's really loud.
Oh my God.
I think it's 'cause it's windy,
but it sounds like it's coming from inside.
I don't know. We have to just ignore it.
Sounds like someone's trying to get in.
Oh, my God. I have to be here at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. We're really sorry, you guys. Yeah, so the recording. So my friend and I recorded. We made a mistake. The SD card was not emptied. Shit happens. And the last, 20 minutes, we were, chit-chatting and talking and halfway through the story, I looked down, or just at the ending, I looked down, and it had stopped recording, and I was like, fuck. So we're going to re-record, hopefully, pretty soon here, and then go from there.
Yeah. I think that'll be good.
Just keep drinking, it'll go away.
Yeah.
It'll go away.
I hope so.
Also, it's my birthday month. Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. It is your birthday month.
In lieu of flowers, guys, I want presents.
Oh my
I'm just
God.
Kidding. Let's hope that this comes up before my birthday. November 28th, guys. I'll be 36.
I hope it will. I'm going out of town at the end of November, so fingers crossed. They might be released in December.
That's okay.
Well, whatever.
We'll come up with our recording schedule, but oh my God.
Okay. Significantly creepier than where it happened.
I know. We'll have to just ignore it.
Yeah.
The recording schedule. Hopefully we can do one before Christmas. Not one before Christmas, but in December, maybe when you come back, and then we can have a little holiday. I want to do a holiday themed one.
Yeah. Me too. Sorry.
I know. My boyfriend's like, are you recording at the house tonight? I was like, no, we'll go to the cafe. He's like, good.
Because he doesn't have to, sneak around.
No, and I mean, we've got the stepdaughter today, this week,
Yeah,
it's hard to. She wants to be in on everything and she's a comedian, so she wants to tell jokes and stuff, but it's funny, she tried to come up with her own ghost story.
She tried to come up with
Yeah, it was pretty cute. Oh, my God. I can't remember exactly. It was about a little old lady turning into a big monster.
Oh, that's
funny. It was really cute. She's like, but it is real. And we're like, are you?
Okay, girl.
Where'd you get that from? yeah, that's so funny. We decided to record at the cafe. But work's been busy. We just, no, December.
Holiday season.
It's going to be insane. So I just hired, so I'm training.
Crazy.
How about you? Good, things are good?
Yeah. Yeah, things always slow down in the winter for us.
Right.
A little bit. Because, I mean, everyone...
I mean, with the snow and stuff, you can't do a lot of construction and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, in general, like, people take those, you know, few weeks off and stuff. So it's just kind of how it goes, but not a bad thing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping we're taking off the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Yeah. Really, I think I'm taking that whole week off.
Nice.
From what we decided the other day.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that should be good.
I can't wait to just lay around. I don't have 2 days off until then, I don't think. Because we're just, like I told you, we had like 300-person catering coming up. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Busy for you.
I'm like kind of plugging the cafe a little bit. Now most of you guys know who I am.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we want to thank everyone who came out to our event on October 27th, Sinister Affair. It went on without a hitch. Is that the right word? Yeah. It went smooth. It was great. We didn't know what to expect. The food was so good.
It was really good.
Oh, my God. It was so good. The bartending was great. The vendors were fantastic. The tattoo artists were amazing.
I'm so sad I didn't get Flash, but we were busy.
Yeah, we were so busy. And then
everyone else deserves to take advantage of our tattoo artists.
Yeah, so. No, exactly. And I heard so many good things. And then the tarot card readers.
Yeah.
And the permanent jewelry. Like, it was...
Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Mm-hmm, it was such a good hit. I went and got my astrology sign, like, explained a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted and, like, so tired. I had slammed two of those Moscow Mule drinks.
Oh, God.
Fuck, those were so delicious.
Those were good.
And barely ate all day. I had worked like 18 hours that day, 19 hours, something ridiculous.
Jesus. Yeah, it was crazy. All day before that.
And you did too.
I did, but.
I texted you and I was like, hey, I'm in the tarot room. Please bring me a glass of water. And the second I started drinking, I felt better. But she was talking to me and all I could do was like, yep, cool. Like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And not to be like sarcastic or like patronizing or anything like that, but I was like, I'm exhausted. I can't. I sat down. I was like, my body was like, go to sleep.
Aww.
I got home. Because I was Medusa, so my makeup was beautifully done. Her name is Crystal. I don't know if I can plug her company yet, but
I'm sure you can. KG Artistry.
Yeah, she was amazing. She's like, I'd never done like costume makeup before. She knocked it out of the fucking ballpark.
Actually, that's really impressive. Her not doing costume makeup
before. Yeah, or she has, but like nothing like
nothing too like
extravagant.
Yeah,
and she had to take fishnet stocking and put it over my head. And it was, but it turned out so good. And it was like, oh, she did such a great job. She was really nervous for it, but she did such a good job. And I felt great. It wasn't, the whole costume wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it turned out really good.
Like, I think it turned out good.
Me too. I got a cape that people kept stepping on. And I wanted the crown, but it just didn't work out. So I, you know what? I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
So when I got home, I had to like take the... What is that called? Not the toner, the makeup remover, but it's like coconut oil or whatever, and like scrub it.
Oh.
And then I took soap and scrubbed it, and I still like did like all around my eyes. I got out and I still had shit around my eyes, like the makeup.
Oh, no.
And so I had to take more, but it was such a well-deserved shower. And Jesus, really try not to get distracted by that. But
it's like, yeah, it is getting louder. It's like they really want in.
Yeah. Out. Just kidding.
Oh, God.
I think it's just the wind. This is an old building. This building was built in the late 80s. No, late 70s, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, it was good. And you turned out cute, too. Your costume was cute. I know it wasn't exactly what you wanted, but.
No, I got scared that the blood would stain because I had pictures taken the next day. And so I, like, put some on my stomach the night before just to test it. And, oh, yeah, that shit stained.
Oh,
so
I was sucks. Like,
okay, can't dump that all over me.
Yeah.
And
that would have been such an awesome costume.
Yeah, I know. I was sad, but whatever. I was a cat. I got it that day.
Yeah. No, it was cute.
$12.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's like the nice thing about cheap costumes.
Yeah.
I think mine was like $30.
Yeah.
It's a cape, and I'll wear that cape again.
Yeah.
I'll hem it and wear it again. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, God. Yeah, it was such a good event. Like, I think I told you, I was like on this like cloud nine till like Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was such, and like, little complaints, like nothing crazy. I hope the vendors had a good time. Everyone was great. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. My staff, now we know what to expect, I think, for next year.
Oh, we're already starting to plan next year. I'm so excited. Obviously, we'll take a little bit of a break. But
yeah, I'm getting married next September, so you're going to be doing a lot of shit.
You know what? We're hiring somebody.
Yeah. We need some professional help.
Yeah. No, I think for the first big market, especially for, like, I've done, like, little ones and been part of markets.
Yeah.
I think with my little bit of experience that I've had and, like, your non-existent experience, like, I think we did a really good job.
Yeah, I think it was all right.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, thank you, everyone that came. Thank you for everyone that purchased tickets and supported the vendors and everything like that. So,
yeah, we really appreciate everyone's kind words and just coming out to support us, say hi, that kind of thing. I'm not the most social person, so I'm sorry if I didn't come say hi.
No, you did great.
I'm quite shy.
I think you did a good job. I think I covered that for the most part.
Yeah.
And our volunteers killed it.
Yeah.
And the trivia was so much fun, honestly, as much as, like, people were not getting 7 out of 7 or whatever it was, but they did.
You had some difficult questions.
I didn't think I did, though. But, again, I guess
I think they were just a little bit more obscure than
maybe
what some people were expecting, maybe.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was good.
The costume contest was good and everything, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other housekeeping? We're working on trying to get intro, outro music so you guys don't just listen to our voices right away.
Yeah.
We still want your stories.
Yeah.
So many people are like, oh, we'll send a story, and then we'll wait for it, and we'll never get it. So.
Yeah. Facebook message or email. What the fuck?
Is my cafe haunted? I think this should just be our intro, outro music, is us making weird noises. Like, oh, my God. Okay. Oh, wait, that was my hoodie that fell. I don't know. Let's move on to the story.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You're going first.
So I told you I was going to go like British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, New Manitoba, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that is very, very, like.
I thought it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I almost
did. Organized. That's the
word. I try. I was going to do Manitoba first.
Oh, yeah.
It goes Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, right?
Yeah.
I was going to do.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to do Manitoba because I found a story in Manitoba. But I was like, no, I have to do it in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm doing Saskatchewan. And fun fact, when I was 14, my sisters and my mom and I, we all drove to Kerrobert, I think, just outside of there. It's where my mama was born, for a family reunion. And it was the longest fucking 2 days of my life. It is, and, like, as soon as you hit the Saskatchewan border, it's, like, just, like, there's no mountains.
Oh, jeez.
So, but it's beautiful. I really liked it. This is a haunted train.
Haunted train?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's actually kind of a neat, I think it's been debunked, but it's a haunted train story.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. In St. Louis, Saskatchewan, or St. Louis?
I would say St. Louis, but I don't know. I've never heard that one. I'm just thinking of, like, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Actually, when I was typing it in, it kept popping up.
Yeah.
So this is in the village of St. Louis, which is about 40 minutes drive from the town of Rostherne. Fuck me. It's the St. Louis train. It haunts the locals. And should I tell you what the legend first or tell you the story first and then tell you what the legend is?
Tell me the story.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so there's been a couple encounters and these are the most popular and talked about.
Okay.
I forgot what websites I found them on, a couple of sources. One was like from a newspaper, I believe.
Mm.
But I will send them to you so you know.
Yeah.
So, the first encounter is, and I'll just, I'm just going to dive in and then we'll go to the legend. I might say something about it a lot. Okay. A foursome hopped into a friend's vehicle and drove the 130 kilometers northeast of Saskatoon to St. Louis. St. Louis. So I'm assuming they're from Saskatoon.
Okay.
I think it just gives us a general idea where they're going. I could not find it on the map, though, if my life depended on me.
St. Louis?
Well, I just don't, like, on the top of my head, I just don't. Like, I know where things are in British Columbia and Alberta, went to Saskatchewan. I don't know where Saskatoon is. Anyways, they arrived well before midnight. They pulled up beside the abandoned railway track in the rolling countryside just north of town and waited. One friend recalls that they sat there for about an hour and nothing happened. And then all of a sudden they saw this light. And it was like a train coming. So you've seen like those big circular lights. Like you've seen a train in the night, right?
Yeah.
So it was like that. A bright light coming towards them and then a red light towards the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They said that they sat there for about 2 hours watching the steady beam of white light and red light approach them, but it never arrived.
Okay.
They then decided that they wanted to find the source of this light, so they drove parallel with the tracks alongside. Then all of a sudden the light disappeared. Then they whipped around and they found that the light was behind them.
Okay.
So they got scared and then they drove home. And that's it.
Oh my gosh.
And I believe these were not like teenagers, they were adults. And I think from the article that I was reading, it was like two couples, and one couple was visiting, and then this couple that lived in Saskatoon was trying to like, you know, show off and
yeah. Okay.
And like it's like a tourist attraction almost.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at the map too, and it's like about an hour north from Saskatoon.
Where's Saskatoon? Like if I'm looking at the map, Is it like in the middle or up?
It is approximately. Actually, it's more in the lower half. They're both more in the lower half.
Oh okay. So a few years back, this is a quote.
Okay.
Well, not a quote, but I don't know. We're going to call this gentleman Ross.
Okay.
And his brother-in-law went to the crossroads with, they wanted to go see these lights.
Okay.
So they made a plan to go see these lights.
Yeah.
And, you know, crossroads is like the...
Yeah.
X. So as far as they know, that they didn't think that anyone had walked the tracks before, so they decided that they would be one of the first people.
Hmm.
I actually don't know how long these tracks are, but I'm assuming if they see this light for 2 hours, then maybe they're long. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did not see it in my research. Oh. It's funny, because they have, like, kilometers, and then they go to miles. So clearly...
Oh. I hate
Come
that.
On, Canada. Get your shit together.
I'm sorry. Mine is all in miles because I didn't feel like converting.
Well, your story is not Canada. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But this is in Canada. You think they do it in kilometers, but yeah. They don't. So anyway, so they walked about a mile along the track bed without seeing anything. Then suddenly there was a light right at their heels. A strong light that cast shadows. And then they turned around and it was gone.
Ooh.
Ross and his partner and his brother-in-law went back to town to report their experience to a group of friends and relatives. Back in town, a whole bunch of people were excited. They wanted to see the encounter.
Yeah.
So a bunch of them headed back to the tracks.
Okay.
To see it for themselves. Ross went back with them, and then he stayed at the crossroads. The boys that were with him, including his son, they hiked off down the old track bed and they watched them in the distance, and then something very strange occurred.
Okay.
The light lit everyone up and it looked just like a globe. Oh. Really, really bright.
Hmm.
And yet they didn't see a thing. He points out that this felt like a phantom light.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that's what a lot of people from St. Louis prefer to call it, and it appears in different ways.
Okay.
There has been speculation that people who observed light, and there have been hundreds of them over the years, are merely seeing automobile headlights from a distant highway.
Okay.
But he's been told that scientists study the phenomenon and discounted the headlight story. So I guess it hasn't really been debunked, but a lot of people want to believe that it's coming from the highway, which I've heard stories that, like, they see, like, lights floating and it's just lights from, like, reflecting off, like, a pond or a lake or headlights and shit like that. So the scientists couldn't find anything to explain it, and another person, sounds like a journalist, went and checked it out, and she thinks that it's not car lights either, and apparently she has seen this phantom beam in broad daylight.
Oh, that's weird.
Her name is Rita.
Said that better not be lying, Rita.
Yeah. Bitch. No, I'm just kidding. So Rita and her mother were picking wild raspberries beside the old track, and when all of a sudden a light came out, it appeared to move alongside the tracks and get brighter, and then it was just gone.
Weird. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a big orb.
A big light. It's I think a lot of people say it's kind of like the, like a lantern or like the, from the train.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So essentially people just want to go check it out. I would totally, if there was something like this in our town, I would totally try to go check it out.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this would be like a creepy experience.
No.
I told you my story is short, but I will tell you the legend. The legend about it.
Okay.
The legend of the ghost train dates back to the 1920s. The story goes that the railway conductor was inspecting the tracks at night. It was an unfortunate accident, and he had his head cut clean off from an oncoming train.
Damn.
Yeah. And while the train tracks have been removed, locals still claim that they see an ominous white light moving along where the tracks used to lay. They also say that there's a smaller red one. It's the lantern that he's using to search for his head. So he's got his own lamp, and then there's a smaller red one, like a, I don't know if it'd be a flashlight, but a smaller one to look for his head.
Well, light does you no good if you don't have a head with eyes. Yeah,
right? So, yeah, so that's it. I just, I Googled Canada's top 10 ghost stories or something like that, and this was like number 9 or something.
Well, there we go.
I know it's very short and very jumbled. I apologize. I thought it was
kind of sick Caitlin brain.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I would totally go see that if it was close.
Totally go see that. I was actually thinking about that. I was like, how fucking cool would it be if we did like a...
Cross Canada ghost tour?
Well, not even that. Just BC. Okay. We broke. But yeah. I don't want to necessarily look for like spirits, and I don't want to go to like any haunted... Like, I mean, I might.
Yeah.
But like just to go find something like this to be like, oh, let's go check out the legend.
Yeah, or like a phenomena of some kind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be kind of neat. There's like... There's so many stories. There's like ghost road trip stories. Like people drive on like these highways and they find like, they see these spirits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I don't know. Maybe like there's a one I believe in Victoria that I think would be kind of neat to just kind of like drive down.
Yeah.
But we should not be pansies and go. We should find some.
Explore.
We should find some in our hometown.
Yeah.
So that's it. I know it was a short story, but...
No, that was cool.
The next one will be longer. I might not do Manitoba. Maybe I'll... I kind of want to do the East Coast because, like, lighthouses.
Yeah, they've got creepy shit.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go back to PG or BC.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done a PG one yet, have I?
No, I don't think so.
I really just want to do people's stories. Like, I don't understand why people aren't sending us their stories.
It's a lot of work.
I know, apparently. I'm like totally bashing everybody. Just kidding. But yeah, that's it. That's cool. My story. I'm very excited for yours because you didn't tell me anything.
No, I'm wondering if you've heard about this. Today I wanted to talk about Brandon Swanson. Have you heard of him?
Is that Ron Swanson's brother? No, I'm just kidding.
No, unfortunately.
I don't think so.
No. This is in Minnesota.
Mm.
On May 13th, 2008, Brandon, who was 19 at the time, attendance of parties to celebrate the completion of his first year at Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Canby, Minnesota. Brandon first attended a party in Lynde, approximately 7 miles, which is less than 15 minutes away from Marshall, Minnesota, where he lived. After staying for a drink and socializing with some friends, he decided to leave sometime after 10:30. Friends had claimed that Brandon did not seem intoxicated upon his departure. Brandon then drove to another party in Canby, approximately 30 miles or 40 minutes away from Lynde. There, he had another drink, and around midnight, he decided to head home. And again, his friends stated that he still did not seem like he was intoxicated. Brandon typically took Highway 68 home, as it was a straight shot directly to his house or back to his hometown.
Yeah.
And he had driven this route many times. It's the easiest way to get from the one place to Marshall.
Okay.
However, that night, he chose to take a back road home, likely because he's still underage and he was drinking. Mm. So that's kind of the assumption of why he didn't take the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1:15 a.m., he drove his Chevrolet Lumina into a ditch and couldn't get out.
Oh, shit.
Around 1:54... Brandon called his parents, Brian and Annette, to come and pick him up and gave them very specific directions to where he was stuck.
I know which one this is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know it. I'm pretty sure I know. Okay.
It was on a podcast. I can't remember which one. When I was doing my research, it said it was on one of the popular ones. don't know, maybe my favorite murder or something.
He goes fucking missing.
Yeah.
Ah, I know this one. Okay, this okay. one, I'm, yep.
So he gave them very specific directions to where he was stuck, and he specified that he was near Lind. His parents stayed on the phone with him until they arrived where Brandon had instructed them to go. However, they couldn't see him anywhere. The pair and Brandon both agreed to flash their headlights as a signal, but still, they both couldn't see each other. This was bizarre, as the particular area that they were in is very flat, which would make it easy to see around you, especially with lights going on and off.
Yeah.
Around 2:17 a.m., Brandon became frustrated that his parents were still unable to find him.
Mama!
Brandon became frustrated that his parents were still unable to find him and tells his parents that he can see Lynn's city lights, so he'll begin to walk there and meet them at a local business. He says he's going to cut through fields to make the walk shorter and continues to describe the environment around him on his way. There were a couple of fences, he can hear water running, and he's walking on a gravel road. Around 3:10 a.m., after 45 plus minutes into the phone call with Brian and Annette, Brandon is heard yelling, "Oh, shit," and then the call abruptly ends. His parents tried calling him back repeatedly, but he never answered and the phone kept ringing. They searched along Highway 68, but found no trace of him. At 6:30 a.m., they reported Brandon missing to the police, and they were told that it wasn't unusual for a man Brandon's age to stay out all night, and that he, quote, had a right to be missing, end quote.
I fucking hate when they do that, because it's like, when it's out of the ordinary, okay, yeah. First of all, what was it, 3 a.m.?
And under suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, and he was in a fucking ditch.
He's calling them to come get him. And then they're like, oh, he's, you know,
he's a grown up. They have the right to go missing. Okay, but like, he's how old? 19?
19.
He's not a fucking grown up. He's still a baby.
But even if he was a grown up and he's still calling someone, hey, come get me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stuck out here. And then they're like, nah.
No, we won't help.
Yeah.
We'll take notes. Oh my God. There's one. I will tell you. I'm pretty sure I know the name. But she, fuck. It boils my fucking blood.
Who?
I can't remember her name, but she's a young girl who goes missing after leaving a cop shop or a police station. And they're just like, meh about it. They
don't care.
Like, I know there's some really good cops out there. Yeah. Do not get me wrong. But when you fucking can't be bothered with helping somebody find their child or their mother or whoever, that person should not be in police.
I agree. And I mean, regardless of the situation, like, sure, if they're like chronically going missing and like it's found that every single time,
yeah,
it's on their own will, like, you know, that's that kind of thing. Like, then that's one thing to be like, okay, give it a couple of days or something, right?
Yeah.
But even then, if there's a suspicious circumstance that's out of the norm for that person,
that's exactly right.
That should be a red flag.
Absolutely. Like, if I go missing, I'm actually going to do up a if I go missing file.
Yeah.
And like, I have routine. I have no fucking life. If I'm not home by an X time.
Yeah, something is wrong.
Something is wrong. If no one has heard from me, or if I'm on the fucking phone with my mom.
And then go, oh shit, and the line cuts.
Then, like, I swear,
hello?
I will fucking haunt your ass.
Same.
If I am dead because somebody couldn't do their freaking job.
Yeah.
Like, it breaks my heart every case. There's some cases that I have to just, like, fast forward and, like, stop listening to because it boils my blood.
Yeah.
I know I like to rant a lot. I do know this case because it makes me sad because it's pretty similar to a BC boy that went missing. Is that Ryan?
Yeah. I was going to talk about him, but...
We should.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep going with this one, yeah.
Yeah, that one I feel like there was, like, mm-hmm. so much information to, shift through. And,
yeah. Yeah. And that one's not solved yet either, is it?
No.
No.
Okay. Still looking for him. Okay, eventually police do begin looking for Brandon and pull his cell phone records. By looking at the pings off of cell phone towers, they found Brandon was actually near Porter, Minnesota when he called. Porter is approximately 9 minutes away from Canby on the way to Marshall, so right in between.
Oh, okay.
Police had managed to find Brandon's car about a mile and a half from Taunton on a gravel road, which is 7 minutes away from Porter, closer to Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
No keys were found in or around the scene. and as the road was gravel, there were no footprints indicating which way Brandon may have walked. Ground and air searches were conducted, but still no trace of him was found. There was also no sign of foul play around the scene. Lyon County Sheriff Eric Wallen stated, quote, "I can say that his phone was functioning into the next day. I mean, you could place a call and it would ring before turning over to voicemail. That much I can say," end quote. Bloodhounds were brought in, and they tracked his scent down Country Road 16 to an abandoned driveway of a farm next to Yellow Medicine River, and at one point led into the river, but got back out and led to a drainage point. At the drainage point, his scent ends.
Was the drainage point open? All I can think about is, like, being a sewer?
Yeah. So I was looking at some geological maps or whatever, but it's more, I think, of, geological drainage, not so much like a man-made thing.
Yeah, man-made. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think it flows into something else.
He fell down it, but if the phone turns on, it's not wet.
Yeah, so that's...
We'll talk about theories later.
Yeah, I have a couple that I grabbed from, videos that I've seen and, Reddit and stuff, just what people have been thinking. But because most reputable news articles just kind of go off of, what were the most common theories?
Do you have a theory? Do you have your own?
I don't know. I think there's ones that are more likely, but...
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, the river was searched for 30 days, but nothing was found. Throughout the years, excavators were brought in to sift through the dirt at Yellow Medicine River, even as recently as the fall of 2021 when the river dried up due to a drought. But again, no property or remains were found.
Wow.
There are still many properties that law enforcement has been unable to access due to landowners' refusal for a property search. Particularly among cattle farmers who didn't want canines on the property. As time goes on, it's increasingly difficult to find canines trained to search for age scents. And I did read somewhere that right now in Minnesota, there's about 3 of them that are trained to search for, those age scents.
What does that mean?
They can detect older scents.
Oh, right? Okay.
There's only so many that...
I kind of assumed that they could.
Yeah, I know. I did, too. But, yeah, and so of those 3, sometimes they're called out to different places and stuff, too, right? Okay. So Ken Anderson of Emergency Support Services has said that if given the opportunity to move on to cattle property that has not yet been searched, quote, "we would take that opportunity very, very quickly," end quote. Being that Brandon knew this area so well, it's extremely odd that his whereabouts got so mixed up. Police think that the lights Brandon saw, believing them to be Lind, was actually a red light atop a grain elevator in Taunton. Due to the way Brandon's case was initially handled by police, Brandon's Law was officially passed in Minnesota on July 1st, 2009, which requires police to immediately begin investigating missing adults.
Good.
Yes.
We need that everywhere. I mean, we don't live in the States, but we need shit like that everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me sad that all these bad things have to happen to people for laws to be passed.
I know.
But no one will think of it. No one thinks about those things, I suppose.
The
Amber Alerts and stuff like that.
Everyone just assumes that that should be.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Did you know the Miranda Law? I think there's actually a movie coming out about it, but...
I saw the trailer for that. Yeah. The Miranda rights.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That's kind of messed up how that all came about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard, I had an idea.
Yeah.
And I just heard a full 2-hour podcast about it. And I was holy shit.
Yeah. There's a lot.
But a lot of these laws, that's how people pass them. Family members get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would just hope that that's the precedent, right?
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So... I guess into theories. Okay. Do you have any theories? I think it's hard to, we're not in the States, so we don't know that area. So some of these theories that I have are from people who have commented, they're in that area or whatever. Yeah. Some of them I didn't include because it's part of the theory. I'm okay, I can get on board with that. But then some of it I'm okay, well, that makes no sense, right?
How long was his phone on for?
It doesn't say anywhere that I could find, but that one quote from the county sheriff, he said it was on into the next day. So I would assume it was basically on until the battery died.
Yeah, it was probably on.
That's kind of what I'm guessing.
I just wonder. Like, it didn't sound like he wanted to run away.
No.
He clearly was confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I hope that they find their peace. You
yeah.
know? Like.
Yeah, it does remind me quite a bit of Madison Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and yeah. like with the property searches and stuff, right? Like nobody yeah. would let them search their property.
Which sucks because, and I get it because if you own cows, you don't want to freak them out and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's like if there's something on the property, like, and they need to have, not suspicion, but they almost need to have evidence to have a warranty. Not warranty.
yeah.
What's the word?
A warrant.
A warrant.
Yeah.
To search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to have probable cause.
Yeah,
to exactly. be able to either search without a warrant.
Yeah.
And go onto the property right away. Like if they think maybe mm-hmm. there's a chance he's alive and yeah. on the property or something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, even to grant a warrant, like you need to have some kind of
yeah.
evidence pointing towards that specific exactly. property.
And like it looks more guilty when someone's like not like yeah go ahead whatever, but at the same time like that's their property, they can do whatever the you know the yeah. fuck they want. Like if I have an acre and if police want to check our property and if I know my boyfriend and I are not guilty, fuck yeah, go check it out.
Yeah.
It's you know we don't want to look guilty, we're not
yeah. So
anyways,
I mean, people obviously throw out the theories of like supernatural things.
Oh, let's hear one.
Well,
is there one?
So, I mean, nothing too specific. They just say like, oh, I think it's something like supernatural. People have thrown out the SW word, skinwalkers.
Oh.
But I don't think that's that area. I mean, I think they can be anywhere, but yeah. it's more in like the, I hear people say it differently all the time and it yeah. fucks me up. Some people say Appalachia, but that does not sound right. Yeah. I always say Appalachian, but that doesn't sound right now that I've heard it said different ways.
What one is it do I listen to that they say it right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know.
I don't,
don't want to put my foot in my mouth.
Yeah.
I was thinking that someone would say abducted by aliens.
Yeah, like people have definitely kind of said that.
Mm-hmm.
But
the fact that they haven't found any remains.
Yeah, so, and I mean, not even the fact that they haven't found remains, but that they haven't found his phone or his, like, glasses or...
anything.
Yeah.
Weren't his keys in his truck still or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe they were. No, actually, I don't think they found his keys either, so I don't think they were there.
No? Okay.
From what I read.
Okay.
He
just fucking vanished.
Yeah, so some people do think that it was, like, a very elaborate, like... plot for him to purposefully disappear.
Oh, was he having like
so a that's tough the time? Thing like a lot of people on the internet feel yeah. like that's probable, but you know then I was reading like his parents said like you know he wasn't, it didn't seem like he was depressed, like mm-hmm. he had no real history of mm-hmm. mental health issues or anything, so that doesn't seem likely to me. So again, I don't know how that drainage basin really works. I tried looking at the maps.
Oh, okay.
But it was just a lot, so
yeah.
I was like, I'm done. But yeah, so I don't know how close he was to that. Like, I mean, I guess his scent led all the way there, so
yeah.
you know, but I don't know exactly what the situation would be like, because they did search that river.
And that river went dry.
Yeah, nothing came up like at all, like it, you know, they would think that okay, even if it was before it like that drought
mm-hmm.
that you know his it would something would wash up, right?
Yeah.
Clothing
or anything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and I also, depending on like where he may have potentially fallen into the river, like mm-hmm. even if he didn't fall into that point, you know, some people say, well, he might have drowned. And I'm like, but how, unless he really hit his head hard,
yeah,
I can't see him having drowned that easily.
Well, it depends on the river, too. Like,
yeah.
The Simon Fraser, the North of Chaco.
Yeah.
Like, those are fucking deep.
They are, yeah.
I mean, so it depends on if it's, like, a river slash creek.
Yeah.
Or if it's, like, a river. And they're fast flowing, too. Like, the second you get under that toe, you're gone.
You're gone. Yeah. It did kind of make it seem like it was... more of a shallowish area.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
And the fact that it dried up.
Yeah.
10 years later, 12 years later, whatever the math is.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine it was like something too crazy, at least not in the area.
So who knows? But again, his clothing probably would have washed up somehow.
Something.
His phone, that shit's not...
The metal, I think, like, regardless, because, you know, clothing probably would have deteriorated by then.
Maybe, yeah.
But any of that metal or whatever...
would have been washed up, they would have found it. Okay, let me hear some of these theories.
Yeah, so some of the ones that I mean, I don't know. In my head, I'm like, okay, besides the fact that they couldn't find anything in the rivers... Mm-hmm. That just feels the more like the most likely scenario, because that's kind of where the scent ends.
Yeah.
But I do, in my head, just favor the ones that are like foul play, because it's just such a weird thing. And his phone kept ringing after he, like, after it disconnected.
Yeah.
And I mean, those phones, trust me, I had an old phone.
Yeah. Like,
not back then, but. You know,
he
even just
had
shortly after.
Nokia.
And those, well, those ones are pretty, pretty sturdy. But, you know, I had, I think, a phone starting like 2011 maybe or whatever. Mm. And I dropped it in water and it was fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and so the fact that it was ringing still repeatedly instead of just going straight to voicemail, I couldn't see it being in the water.
You think he walked into something?
So... A lot of people think it was a farmer, whether he trespassed
and didn't
go to the front door or something and got shot or who knows what. And then...
I could believe that.
Yeah. Farmers can be crazy out in the boonies.
Yeah. I mean, with their cattle and
small towns and stuff. Yeah. Like, you never know, right? Mm-hmm. So then maybe they realize, fuck, like, it's a kid, like, you know... realized he had nothing on him, like, to come do anything, so tried to cover it up.
And so when the mom was on the phone, she didn't hear anything in the background, hey?
No, I don't think so. Like, I think because he was kind of, like, walking and still talking to them, like, there wasn't anything too crazy. So, yeah, it was just like, oh, shit. And then, you know, so that's maybe he stumbled upon... a property, right? And then saw someone and then was like, oh shit. And then
That's it.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, even then, like, if that was what happened, it still seems unlikely that his phone would have just so happened to cut out right at the time he gets shot or something, right?
I mean, it's not even like that. It, because if he had just dropped his phone before hitting end, she would have heard stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if he had just dropped his phone and it survived and, like, heard background noise. So
totally.
He had time, or someone had time, to fucking turn off that phone.
Yeah. So some people have also said maybe he fell into the river, got hypothermia. So maybe the phone disconnected when he fell.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the hell happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he... stumbled away wherever, landed on someone's field, and
an animal.
Well, no, actually, no one's even said that. People have said, like, farming equipment. Like,
oh my fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like, because those things are big.
Yeah.
And
but do you think
it would be hard, like, I think if they have a huge, I don't know how big those fields were.
Yeah.
But, you know, if someone's just, like, laying, especially if it's, like, a big crop.
They could have thought it was a rock or something and then just went.
Yeah, like, you might not have even felt it.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Whoever was plowing or doing whatever on their turbines and shit. I'm not a farmer, but they probably would have felt it.
Yeah.
'Cause, I mean,
and someone could have covered it up if that just so happened to be the case.
Yeah,
but
and it's too bad that they didn't look further into the people that said no to the.
Yeah.
Because it, who knows? Oh, I didn't even, I remember listening to, and I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know what I think? And I always go to that way, and I don't know why, but just, like, he walked into, like, a weed field or, like, meth.
Someone has said that, they were, like, if they were marijuana farm, then, like.
Who knows, right? Like.
Yeah, because that's not legal down there.
No, exactly. So that's where my head goes.
Yeah. Yeah, some people have said that, too.
Okay.
I did read something. This was just a comment somewhere, so I have nothing to back this up. Someone did say that there was supposedly some blood found on a farm.
Oh.
And wouldn't let them search the property, but fuck, the blood could be from an animal.
Yeah, like, and people are...
people just... Well,
keyboard warriors too, right?
Totally, mm-hmm. Yeah. The other one, the last one that I kind of have, and this was a comment from somebody, but they said that they like live in that area, and apparently sinkholes are really common.
Yes, I think I heard that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, so fuck.
That I don't think would be so easy to find, yeah. And that would certainly cause an oh shit.
Yeah.
And if he fell or something, like that could hit a button.
Yeah, that so his phone could have smacked. Well, no, it went to voicemail, ring on voicemail. But again, like,
yeah. But like if he accidentally, like, boom, his butt hit the...
Yeah, that's true, his hand.
The
yeah.
end button, and then kept ringing.
Shit,
like
balls, hey?
Yeah, so but I actually kind of like that theory, if yeah. it just so happens that that is true, that there are a lot of sinkholes in that area.
But, like, they probably would have found that sinkhole, though, because didn't they look in that area where they thought that he went missing?
Kind of, so... They did, but again, like if he was on like someone's like property maybe or something, and like they know. And they knew like, oh, there's a sinkhole there, but yeah. you know, they're probably not thinking that he came onto the property yeah. or something.
Fuck.
So who knows?
Who knows? Because I know we had a sinkhole situation here in town.
Yes.
But people knew about it, and yeah. our town is built shittily.
Yeah.
It's not built very well.
No.
But that's because we used to have a river yeah. or a slough go through that area.
Yeah.
And then it dried out, and they for the most part, from my understanding, it dried out, and then they built shit on top of it and roads and put electrical and plumbing in. So I mean, it could, who knows, like when I think of sinkholes, it's like in the middle of a road.
Yeah.
I don't think about it being in a field, but
yeah,
the fact that he was all confused and turned around, who knows. Fuck, that's
crazy.
I hope they find...
Yeah, the search efforts are still going on.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
And like I said, you know, they would jump on the opportunity to search any of those properties yeah. if the opportunity arose, so...
Yeah. And, like, that was... How long ago was that? 12, 10.
It's 2008, so...
That was 15 years ago? 16 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And if he's alive, I hope he's yeah. okay. But
yeah,
I actually want to find a case about people that just like peace out.
Yeah,
and then they
there are definitely
yeah there is yeah. those always intrigue me actually.
Yeah,
just disappeared.
Like, yeah, I think I had heard of one where an older guy mm-hmm. had done that, and he just yeah like left his family, but he showed like no signs of being like unhappy in his marriage or shit. Anything. I can't remember. I think it was on one of Kendall Ray's YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. I'll
have to try and find it.
Yeah, like...
Because, yeah, he was missing, and there was, you know, all of this effort, and then, yeah, he just fucking popped up, new wife, new family or
Jesus.
Something. Yeah.
Jesus. The family annihilators, those ones boil my blood as well.
Yeah. It
breaks my heart. That's a really big one. Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. I think he's dead now, but he kills his whole family. Whole family.
Yeah.
And leaves and starts yeah. a new life.
There was a Canadian fuck. One that I saw a TikTok about, and I was going to do it. But then I was like, well, I guess I kind of just went right back to kittens. But I was yeah. like, almost everyone I've done now, something happens to a kid.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So I was like, oh, maybe I. But, I mean, he's yeah. 19. I guess he's
yeah.
still a kid. But
he's still
whatever.
A baby, yeah. Well, that's a good one. I do like that. I do know that story, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured eventually you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot. I don't know a lot of Canadian ones. I can't wait to get into more of those.
Yeah,
But if you weren't... Man, I...
Yeah.
If it feels good... feels good for you. If you are reading a story and you're into it, do yeah. it. If you're not and you're reading a story and you're not into it, don't do it. Like yeah. I said, the Manitoba one, I was like, no, I got to do Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because yours was way better, but oh. I'm going to do better research when I'm not so sick.
Yeah, luckily this one, like, yeah, I don't know, piqued my interest. There was mm-hmm. quite a bit of information on it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there were a couple that, you know, I've seen pop up that I really want to do, but I've been like, oh, I got to do something Canadian. But yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, then this time I was like, oh, whatever.
That's okay. That's okay. And some people that
yeah.
are 100 like listeners maybe not have listened to that one, so.
Yeah, who knows. And, yeah, I mean, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So
there's tons. It's crazy to think because, like, I've been listening to a couple of the podcasts that I like since just before COVID. And I'm like, man, they're still going. And, like, they had started, like, a year and a half before COVID or 2 years before COVID or whatever. And they're still going. And it's 2023 right now. So it's like, holy shit, there's always something.
Yeah, I think there was, like, a case. It was, like, a missing person or missing family or something out of, I want to say Australia, but it's not the one that was on BuzzFeed Unsolved. I can't remember that family's name, but they, like, that family specifically, they, like, left on purpose.
Oh.
And then, like, they kind of went, like, stir crazy, like, all of them.
Oh, really?
And then they came back, they were fine, but they were like, I don't even know what happened. It was the weirdest thing. Anyway, it's not that one, though, but I was like, I shouldn't go too far.
Well, I was like, we can definitely get into those ones. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I just want to, I want people to know about Canada, too.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Like, honestly, you find a story, like I said.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones. Like, there's so many good ones I want to talk about. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I just got to do better research.
Yeah.
I got to read
too.
That.
My research is terrible.
No. We had so... You know, we had some time off, so now we're getting back into it. And now we'll do a few episodes and take some time off. And then January, we'll be both be slow with work.
Yeah.
And we'll just get a whole bunch done and plan. Yeah. I can't wait to see what we have for the new year.
Yeah, me too.
So we hopefully we can do weekly. So, yeah. Do you want to play a game?
Sure.
Let's do this. Okay, so we're going to do BuzzFeed is amazing. We're going to find out which... It's going to ask you autumn preferences, and it'll reveal which Pixar character you are. Okay? So I'll ask you, and then you ask me.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up on my phone, and then we'll... You can say the questions, maybe. We'll each say our answers, and then we'll get our stuff at the same time.
Okay. Okay, so Pixar character. Okay. What's your ideal fall day? Going to a pumpkin patch, having a movie marathon, hiking, or baking?
Having a movie marathon.
Me too. As much as I love baking. What do you equate the fall season with? Cozy sweaters and hot cocoa, football games and bonfires, Halloween decorations and costumes, crunchy leaves and pumpkin spice lattes.
Halloween.
I want to say cozy sweaters and pumpkin spice. I love hot chocolate, but I'm going to say crunchy leaves and pumpkin spice lattes. I am that white girl.
Pumpkin spice is good. I'm not afraid to say it.
That, you know what? I like pumpkin spices. I like my scarves and my yoga pants. Thank you. What are you wearing on a chilly fall day? Flannel and a beanie. So flannel and a toque. A cardigan and Birks. What are those?
Birkenstocks.
Oh, okay. A cozy hoodie and Uggs and fuzzy blanket and socks. I don't own Birks.
I fucking hate Uggs. Birks are not good for Canadian fall.
No.
And I don't wear flannel, so I guess fuzzy blanket and socks.
I wish it was flannel and socks. But I would say fuzzy blanket and socks, too. Which family tradition do you participate during the fall season? Taking family photos, family trips, family volunteering, pumpkin picking and carving.
Do people actually, is that like a thing to like volunteer around that time?
Yeah, because, you know, less unfortunate people, less fortunate people.
But like, why specifically in the fall? Thanksgiving, I guess, maybe.
Thanksgiving. This is U.S., right?
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, ours is in October, too. So
yeah,
fair
that's
enough.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm saying pumpkin.
I'm saying pumpkin.
Yeah.
What are you watching on Thanksgiving Day? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, football, basketball, Charlie Brown.
None of those, so I guess I'll say basketball.
No Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
I've never watched that.
Oh, huh, that's my computer.
Oh. Fuck.
What is your go-to fall drink? Apple cider, pumpkin spice latte, hot cocoa, or chai?
Chai.
You just said you like pumpkin spice latte.
I don't like lattes. I said I like pumpkin spice.
Oh, my bad. I'm going to say PSL. I do like a chai, though, but PSL. And what's your favorite fall food? Turkey, pumpkin pie, mashed potatoes, hang gravy, or stuffing?
Pumpkin pie.
Stuffing.
Ooh. I don't think I like my answer.
Ooh, who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Dory.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. This is rigged.
Okay, so do you remember everyone at our old job calling me Dory?
No. Who called you that?
So many people.
Oh my
and
God.
I call myself walking, talking, breathing Dory.
Oh my God. I don't That's think awesome. Me and Dory are the same, but maybe I'm wrong.
Is it long to read?
/. Past Disney characters to find your kinky percentage.
Okay, well, we're doing that one next.
I want to do that right now. Just we don't have to record it.
Okay. Do you want to read Dory?
Oh, I skipped off of it, so you can read it. Sorry.
Congratulations. You're most like Dory from Finding Nemo. Your optimistic and playful nature makes fall days a breeze, and you're always willing to help those around you.
Oh. Okay, that's
kind of
nice.
But we're very forgetful.
Yeah. I don't think I'm that forgetful. Funny.
I think it's because we had like 4 answers that were the same.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. That's it. That's all.
That's all.
We want to thank Expression North for lending us their awesome equipment. What's our Instagram?
Sinister and Sickening.
What's our email?
Oh, fuck.
Sinister and Sickening.
@gmail.com.
Sorry. Please send us your stories. We would love to hear from you. We're hoping to build up some more for the new year, and we can start doing that monthly. That would be super dope. Mm-hmm. And follow us on Facebook at The Sinister and the Sickening Podcast. What else?
I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening. And hopefully next time you hear from us, we have outro and intro music.
Yeah, fuck.
Have a great week. 2 weeks. And
yeah. And we'll hopefully see you again before Christmas.
Yeah, we will. Maybe. Yeah, we will. You guys will hear from us. Don't worry. I have a plan for we're gonna do a Christmas theme episode.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna come up with an outro like some people Morbid goes, keep it weird and that's why we drink, they say their name and stuff. So I don't want to tell you guys to be sickos, but but thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll see you guys soon.